I would like to welcome you most kindly to Shuttok, a picturesque village among the woods. We are now standing in front of the gate leading to the palace and park complex. It is one of the most beautiful places like this in this region. The palace, hidden behind the trees, is now the seat of Irina Sendlerova, Youth Sociotherapy Center. This is why there are limited opportunities as regards visiting the interior. The building can be admired from the outside, though, and I assure you that its architecture is impressive. Let's go through the gate and walk straight ahead along the alleyway. Soon, we will see the light contour of the palace. During our brief walk, I will tell you a few words about the history of this place. Shuttok was established in the Middle Ages, and its founders were probably of Slavic origin. Soon, however, it became the property of German knight families, and was known as Pritad. The first owners we know by name were knights from the von Quos family. One of them fought in the Battle of Grunwald, for the Teutonic Order, of course. Next owners of the estate were Schoffs, Burkersdorfs, and Schammers. In 1591, the whole estate with the surrounding grounds was purchased by Joachim von Stench, who built a beautiful Renaissance mansion soon afterwards. The residence used to be the seat of the Stench family for more than 200 years. The mansion stood in front of the palace, which you should now be able to see. Let's stop right in front of it. The last members of the Stench family died in the early 19th century. The Shuttok estate collapsed quite quickly. That's why, in 1867 to 1868, it was replaced by a new one, the one we're looking at. The idea came from Major Emil Kracker von Schwarzenfeld, who started the construction. The design was prepared by Adolf Theodor Jaichel from the town of Nova Sul. He followed the neo-Renaissance fashion, with numerous references to the original Renaissance architecture. The palace is rather impressive. It was designed on an irregular-shaped plan and adorned with intricate ornaments. You will definitely notice the square tower looming over the building. Right below, there is the main entrance to the residence. The two-story gable above the roof, on the left of the tower, is just as impressive. It is triangular, and its edges are adorned with spiral volutes and small pinnacles resembling tiny obelisks. A typical Renaissance element is the attic around the roof in the form of a stone railing. The interior has recently been carefully renovated, and it is just as impressive as the outside of the building. Interestingly enough, many original elements were retained, including the staircase railing, window woodwork, oak floors, and stucco on the walls and ceilings. The palace was owned by German aristocrats until the 1930s, and then the whole estate was seized by the state and divided. Soon afterwards, the last remnants of the old mansion of the Stench family were dismantled. The only thing that remained can now be seen in the city of Zielonogóra. It is a beautiful Renaissance portal built into the rear facade of the former regional office building, which is now the seat of the regional museum. After World War II, the palace, park, and farm buildings around it were all seized by the state treasury. The former aristocratic residence was converted into a summer camp facility and then into an educational and correctional establishment. It was finally taken over by the regional authority in Zielonogóra. Let me draw your attention once more to the park. It was arranged in the late 18th century. It was the initiative of the last owner from the Stench family. Later, when Major Schwarzenfeld managed the place, the initial assumption was changed. According to the contemporary fashion, it was supposed to be a landscape park. Its arrangement used the features of natural landscape, such as hills, meadows, and streams. Well-tended alleys will take us to the picturesque pond or tall trees. Among the most precious specimens, we can mention two London plane trees, Douglas fir, Weymouth pine, and black pine. I suggest that you take a moment to stroll around the park. I will now wish you a good day. Enjoy your stay in Shuttok. Goodbye.